Who didn't shut the fridge all the way? Was the lawn mowed? What time did Dad say he'd be home again? I need you to help me out for an hour. The work-life balance is a constant juggle struggle. How do they manage the family work schedule for themselves and everyone else? What type of support do they seek, and what kind of support do we give as a partner?
Mom's 50 years ago didn't have to work all the time, so you still did all the same stuff, except for you didn't have to work and pay daycare and organize all of that kind of stuff. It was just about your children, and you could be, now you're spread way thinner. You need to do all your mothering things, plus work your full-time job and bring in just as much money as your husband.
There is a lot of pressure on them, I think, for sure. Like you say, they have to juggle everything. The men are stepping up more, but the women are still expected to take the brunt of it. Ever since I was a young girl, I always said, I'm going to get married, I'm going to have a husband who cooks and cleans, and I'm going to go to work. I had factored in kids, but we didn't have the kids. But my husband is home, he's cooking, he's cleaning, and I'm working. Watch out what you wish for.
He is doing everything right, actually, because we do a lot of child sharing, job sharing, housekeeping sharing, all of that stuff. And for me, I don't want to just do one particular thing and be always immersed in one aspect of my life. I like to have a lot of variety. And so by having a good partner, whoever that partner might be, it gives you the opportunity to go into a women's Big Bear soccer tournament on the weekend, even though there are kids to be looked after, because your partner can do that for you. Equality and partnership and support, and to provide support, to lean on and to be leaned on.
But my husband is actually super helpful, so he does do a lot. But yeah, then you have the daycare, all of the running the kids around. I have three kids, so it's a lot. I think it's just because you feel like you're the mother, so you should do all of those things. I do put a lot on my husband, though. I have gotten way better about that, because otherwise you'll just be crazy doing way too much.
Yeah, I do a lot of the traditional roles, but actually less and less. So the more I've taken on more, let's say, more important roles or more all-encompassing roles, he's really stepped up to the plate and taken on more. But there is aspects of things which, there is a reality of how we were both socialized. So my mother actually passed away in my early 20s, but I'm becoming very cognizant of how I was socialized. I was socialized to be the caretaker in the family. I was socialized to make sure that I did the picture albums for our family and all of these other things, and coordinating dinner dates with our friends or organizing a barbecue. That just naturally is something that I was taught to do, and he was not. There's an expectation that that's still me, but it's also, I've been taught how to do that. You have to cut the line somewhere. And at this point in time, we are both pressed to get as much done as we can quickly, because we want to spend time with our kids and we want to have fun. We want to spend time together. And so we're going to do whatever is fastest. And sometimes that's doing some fairly traditional roles.
For myself, I just am kind of on a mission to find happiness in my life and in my work. And I'd hope that I find somebody that I can have a nice balance with and create something together. And I think I try and focus more on happiness and not the future, because I've found in the past that if I do kind of pursue what makes me happy, it turns out to work with my future as well, in a way.
Me and my husband are pretty good together. We split up the housework and the cooking and cleaning, so I am actually pretty lucky with it. But I know there are a lot of women that, you know, you work 9 hours a day, 10 hours a day, then you got to go home and you got to cook, you clean, make the kids' lunches and everything like that. So you do have to work double, a lot of women, and then you have to work a full-time job. You basically have two full-time jobs. We're multitaskers. We can do it. And I think it's good that people get out in the social life. Even if it is just work, it is nice to be out and meeting new people and doing new stuff and being part of society. I would say it's probably a lot harder for the single moms out there that got to do a full-time job, got to take care of the kids. Maybe not so much for parents that are married, but I would definitely say for the single moms out there, because they have to do a mom and a dad and pay all the bills together, all in themselves.
Not that our husbands expect that we take on all the duties, sort of the traditional duties. They work long hours too, for the most part, are gone longer than us by default. Yes. And Todd helps a lot when he's home, and I know he wants to help as much as he can, but he's gone 30 hours at a time. So, you know, the garbage still has to get taken out and the lawn still has to get mowed. That stuff kind of just naturally sort of falls onto the woman's plate. And so I think it's become really busy for women. And then we're doing more. You know, in years past, wives did the duties at home and that was about it. Now we mountain bike ride and we rock climb and we hike and we swim and we bike and we're busy. We're just doing more and we're working more.
Is all about balance and understanding your limits, or learning your limits, or understanding that you have limits as a woman, because as someone who has young children at home, I have struggled with the work-life balance. And as well, I think I have a little bit of a unique perspective in that my husband comes from a culture that still kind of embraces the pre-feminist ideal. So I feel for a while that you were being villainized for staying home, but now I kind of feel, and I've felt when I recently opened my business after, because I have very small kids, a little bit of the opposite. The people are a little bit aggressive toward my wanting to not be at home all the time.
I think the family is suffering because both parents, unfortunately, have to work in this day and age. Families were much better off when the woman, especially the woman, could stay at home and raise the children and take care of the house. And the family was better off for it and the children flourished. I think in most situations, if the father stays at home, it probably would turn out bad because the women would eventually not respect the men as much as being a breadwinner and the leader of the household.
I think we just do it organically. So, you know, I'll make dinner, he'll clean up. He'll make dinner, I'll clean up. We're partners. And super difficult actually being a stay-home mom and not actually going to work. And it's super difficult going to work and managing all that, no matter which way you cut it. I think that, you know, it's about balance. It goes back to, like, for me, it's, you know, balance with kids, balance with work, balance with life. And that's all you can do. And I think a lot of women beat themselves up with not ever doing the right thing or enough things, where, you know, we just have to do the best we can do. I think a lot of women can do a lot and can really balance it on their own.
I actually enjoy it. Like, I love canning and, you know, gardening and doing all that stuff that most of men would love you to do for them, you know, and take care of them. But I don't, like, I do it for myself and I don't do it for anybody else. Like, I could be alone and still do it, you know?
Well, I like to do that kind of stuff. Like, I like to cook and I like to, I mean, I don't know that I like to clean all the time. And actually, my partner does a lot of that himself. We share the roles and we both enjoy doing it, but also having it done for us. So I wouldn't say that one of us is the one that does all the cooking or the cleaning. Juggling family life, nurturing, really trying to be it all. And so there's the tendency to overdo things. I think that women expect a lot from their partner as well. I think that, you know, in a society, we rely on our one partner for everything, when I don't think that's how it was meant to be. I think that we should have multiple people that fill different roles. And nowadays, we expect our partner to be our best friend, our person who makes us laugh, the person that we go adventuring with. You know, you can't always find that in one person. So I think that's a lot of pressure.
Either you have a husband working with you, you're a team, but you're both doing everything, or you're a single parent doing it by yourself.
In today's world, it's not as important for people to have those, you know, whether it's have a nice house and have a nice car and have all these things, all those material items. It's more important for them to have fun and enjoy life and recognize That's what they want, and I'm seeing that.
If you can do it, if you can stay home and you want to stay home, and that's really truly what you want, that's amazing. And I think if you want to work and that's what you feel most comfortable doing and you can do it, then that's amazing. I think the piece that needs to change, we need to be more kind to each other about the choices that we're making. If you choose to go back to work and you're working full-time or part-time or whatever that is, then other women need to support you and say, that's great. And if you're choosing to stay home, we need to be less judgmental and accept that, you know what, that's what's working best for them. Because that's the piece which I still see there's a bit of a gap, is that people do look down at each other and say, oh, well, she is not taking care of her kids. And I felt that when I went back to work full time, is that there was some judgment from people. So you don't need to tell me that I'm not spending enough time with my children. I feel guilty about that every day. Women put so much pressure on themselves.